get this, we'll get the meeting called to order here. Thank you for coming to the May meeting of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners. We'll get started with the reading of the agenda here in just a minute, but I'll first start off and want to thank Sarah. Thank you for coming and joining us today. And can everybody hear us all right?
Yep.
Bob, can you hear me all right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. The announcement for the meeting was, well, actually, Kathy, can you tell us where the announcement for the meeting was published?
It was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, NFB Newsline, radio talking book, and it was sent, the notice was also sent to ACB and NFB and the NCBVI listserv.
Okay. The rules and regulations governing the way the meeting is conducted is the Nebraska Open Meetings Act, which is located in the back of the room in both print and braille. There will be times in the agenda for public comment, and during those times we will ask for names of people who would like to step forward and speak, and then we'll call you up one by one. Let's see here. The meeting is being recorded. Lunch will be on your own today. There is an Applebee's across the parking lot, and the restrooms are just across the hall outside this room. Let's see here, real quick, do introductions, and then I'll ask Robert to read the agenda. So my name is Mike Hansen. I'm the chairperson for the commission board, and I am the National Federation of the Blind designee.
Okay. My name is Becky Regan. I am the executive secretary, and I'm in South Sioux City.
And I'm Robert. Oops.
No, that's it. That's all okay.
Right. So Robert Newman from Omaha, and I'm I guess the co-chair.
You'll get recorded.
Okay, Jim Urach, Omaha, representing the interest of the American Council of Blind in Nebraska.
I'm Carol Baines, and executive director of the Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired.
I'm Bill Brown. I'm the business manager for the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
I'm Kathy Stevens, administrative assistant.
Bob Deaton, deputy director, Commission for the Blind.
Carlos Servan, Deputy Director, Commission for the Blind.
Sarah Stewart, Marin Platt District Supervisor, Commission for the Blind.
I'd like to state that Julie Johnson was not able to be with us today due to a family issue, and we certainly are keeping her in our thoughts and hope that she's able to be back with us in August. Get a microphone over here by you.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You can hear the fingers go across the braille. Okay, the reading of the agenda, starting out here. 9:00, call to order, welcome and introductions. Announcement concerning public comment periods. Meeting agenda. Open Meeting Act. Proof of publication, recordings, lunch arrangement, and logistics. Then here at 9:10, approval of the February 7th public meeting minutes. 9:15, commissioners report. 9:25, report from the executive director. All right, next section here, unfinished business. 9:45, budget and biennium update. 10:05, News Live update. 10-10. Client Assistance Program, CAP, complaints or issues. 10-15. Nebraska Business Enterprise, NBE, update. All right, new section here, new business. 10-35, discussion and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. 10-40, discussion and act on the approval of employee out in-state and out-state travel. 10-45, discussion and act on the 2016 state plan. 11 o'clock, public comments. 11:15, break. 11:30. Executive session for executive director evaluation. 12:15, lunch. It says here, lunch is on your own. 1:15, discussion and act on the approval of the executive director's participation in the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, NCSAB, as treasurer. 11:20, discussion and act on the approval of the executive director's participation on the National Blindness Professional Certification Board, NBPCB. 1:25, finalize location and focus topic for the August meeting. 1:30, public comment. 1:45, final announcements. 1:50, adjournment.
All right. Thank you very much, Robert. So, following the agenda, then the next item on the agenda was the approval of the February 7th Board of Commissioners meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as they've been disseminated to us?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote. Jim.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. All right. The the minutes can be found on our website in the Board of Commissioners section if anybody would like to view those at any time. Next item on the agenda was the Commissioner's report. Just a quick so a few quick comments of some of the activities that the commissioners have been working on behalf of the commission over the last few months. And I'll start off just by saying that a significant amount of my time has been spent finalizing the process for the new procedure that we're using this year for the executive director's annual evaluation. Jim and Daryl had worked diligently on that in years a few years ago and came up with a wonderful tool, and Julie Johnson helped me over the last few months, and we were able to take the tool that they put together and to formalize that into the procedure that we're utilizing this year for Dr. Van Zandt's review. Anybody else?
Sure. You know, some of the things that happen behind the scenes that are always kind of fun is, you know, when we get the minutes, we all go through and find little errors and things that we believe need to be fixed. And Miss Becky there is definitely the editor, the fine-tooth type person, so it's always great to have her go through it. So that's always a fun process. Then, of course, there's lots of things. We read the emails, you know, that we see that's from some of the districts about happenings, as well as, you know, just some of the announcements that have come through dealing with new products or new services and new partners. And so Pearl definitely keeps us updated. So there's always emails every week, several times a week that we're reading. And of course, we're getting ready for a meeting. There's lots of documentation, which really helps us to, we really love the reports from the districts along with Pearl's report. Mm-hmm. So it's always great to, you know, to see that. And got to see some numbers for the last 3 years, you know, spreadsheet and some information about where the money comes from and kind of how it's, what stage is being spent. So that's really always educational. Otherwise, then you guys had a staff meeting, and Julie, Becky, and I got to go. It was a great staff meeting. Mm-hmm. There was lots of good topics. There was upbeat. It just was, I think, a really energizing experience, I think, for everyone. So that was really great. I really enjoyed that. I'm sure Becky will have something to say about that too. But then also I had a chance to go with a lot of the management staff here to Bethesda, Maryland, to this, you know, this NCSAB program. And that's where I always like meetings that deals with our business. And that's probably, again, that's for the management, you know, level folks. So it's really great to see some things, you know, that, again, that our executive director and our assistant directors and our business guy, the things that they get before it gets disseminated down to the staff. And so it was just really great to take part in that. So that's something that I was privileged to go to. So anyway, so Jim or Becky, that's what happened.
I had the privilege, or what have you, to attend the legislative seminar in D.C. back in February, sponsored by the American Council of the Blind. It gives those that are interested an opportunity to meet with their elected officials to discuss legislative matters and support the blind and visually impaired. Mark went with me, and he and I had gone together. We did that at the end of February, or middle part of February. Weather wasn't great, but that's all right. March 2nd, ACB had their annual Senators Luncheon. We had a few senators show up. Pearl was there, we showing up, and some of the membership were there. Yeah, it's not, gives membership an opportunity to get to know us and us, and it's kind of an informal type, you know, setting, so on. Of course, last month we had the ACB State Convention, and that's pretty much what I had been up to since. Actually, Mark and I did talk to Senator Clients back on the 9th of April about the organization, and then Katie Frederick, who came in from Ohio, and I, a week later, went down and toured the center, and I think she has an understanding of what we do here in Nebraska, so that's what I've got.
Okay. Well, like Robert said, we were able to go to the state staff meeting, and that was a lot of fun. We're able to meet the two new staff members that are going to be a wonderful addition to the commission, I think. And we had lunch with one of them, and then had a good conversation with Kim. Yeah, and I don't know, just going to the state staff meeting, it's just everybody was there with smiles on their faces and just good information. And I guess I wish I would have been able to go to the conference dealing with difficult people, because I kept a, got a brochure afterwards, and that looked like it was fun. Did anybody get to go to that one? Was it fun?
It was good.
Yeah, kind of let you know a little bit about yourself and how to deal with different personalities, more or less?
And other personalities, yeah. How to deal with that type of personality, what they might think of you as your personality.
Yeah, and how to react to how they're thinking of you. Yeah, I just think that, so I've been going through the book, and so I just, for myself, to, you know, but yeah, so it was very good, and it was very enjoyable to be there.
Great.
It was interesting, I was going to say, because sure. I was in the other thing that was going on at that time about the new Braille system. And I'll tell you, those guys in their room, there were so many times they erupted and laughed and just things about people themselves that I'm really, they were quite boisterous. Play some good stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only other thing I forgot to mention was that, and I'm sure Pearl will get into this in a little bit, but. Hopefully we'll have an update of the status of it, but some of us converged on a unicameral committee hearing earlier this year where they were reviewing our budget and a budget request for additional funding for a new staff person that the agency feels is necessary due to the changes with WIOA, the changes in the Rehab Act. So I did get a chance to go down and participate in that, and it sounds like it was received very favorably, so hopefully it continues to go in our favor. But maybe Dr. Van Zandt will have an update on that for us. Moving on here, let's see here, we have the report from the Executive Director.
All right. Thank you. The discussion about state staff meeting. Tell me if you, for the recording view, I need to have the mic over here.
Please.
I think that would
okay.
be best.
All right.
Jim, can you please pass this over?
Actually, in terms of the microphones, the two microphones up here monitor you guys just real well.
Okay.
So that works out good.
Okay, thank you. On the state staff meeting, one of my favorite quotes is from Will Rogers. He said, probably not exactly quoted, but everybody's ignorant only on different topics or different areas. And with that, dealing with difficult people, we kind of got everybody's difficult, different times, different topics maybe, different flashpoints, but it's not that specific people are difficult, although some, you know, might be, but we all definitely have some traits or behaviors that can be difficult or hard for other people to deal with. So it was really a good session. Okay, it's been an extremely busy quarter. And so I'll just go through a lot of material here. The full report will be on the website if we don't get to all of it. The Lincoln relocation project took quite a lot of time of a number of us, with extensive work on exploring the bids that were submitted, working with an architect about designing space. We had 4 bids, 2 of them were, we actually did a little exploration on all of them, but then narrowed it to 2, and then the further we researched, really neither was what we need, and if we move, when we move, it's got to be for the really right place. So it's a huge project. We did reject all bids in early April, and we're going to begin the process again. The building division has assured us that it's not uncommon for agencies looking to relocate to go through the process a couple of times.
different time of year, different year, economy, whatever, there may be hopefully new properties emerging that will bid on our proposals, and so that's right now a little bit of a lull, but fairly soon we'll be jumping back into what it is we need. Do we need to change our bid at all, and so on. So we'll be working on that. The leadership team is working really well. We're continuing to develop our effectiveness. We meet regularly each week, except when we, the past 3 weeks has been pretty busy with meetings and travel and such, but we of course meet in between whenever things come up, but even when two or three of the four of us are available on our meeting day, which is Thursday morning, those two or three go ahead and meet, and we have agendas and we cover topics. So it's working really well. The research to the database systems has taken a lot of work by quite a few people. It's described in more detail in the report that's part of my report that Wes Majerus wrote. A lot of time was spent, a committee went to Missouri and to Oklahoma to meet with the people in those agencies and experiment with the different systems. And one of the companies brought a team of their people to Lincoln, where our committee spent time working with the system. And so we have narrowed our search. We're at this point doing some kind of bureaucratic requirements through the administrative services and determining how best to proceed. But so I think we're getting close and just have to follow the procedures required by state administrative services. I've been in touch with friends of the commissions, and they have a meeting coming up in 2 weeks, I think. They have a project to fund a program or to do some funding related to transition age consumers. So that's something new. Friends has never done a project quite like that before, actually issuing a grant to some other entity. And so that's been a, I've been just on the periphery of that, but I think it's a really great way to expand what's available for blind people in Nebraska. And then there are a number of things I'm on regular meetings of that take time. One is the newly formed, it's the WIOA Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act core partners. We're meeting with State of Nebraska Department of Labor, Education, which includes the General Voc Rehab Agency, myself, for Voc Rehab for the Blind, of course, and Adult Education, and Bob Deaton's been attending that as well, for the focus on the combined or unified state plan. Then Mike mentioned the Appropriations Committee, and we have heard recently, well, after the appropriations and before the committee meeting, then there are inevitably some emails or conversations back and forth from the budget analyst to Bill and myself to answer some of their questions, get the information out. At this point, we have verbal knowledge that the committee itself has approved our full request. It's not in writing yet, and of course it has to be heard by the full unicameral, and also the governor has to put his final okay on the package. But so far it's looking quite positive. Later in that topic, if others have anything to add, we can see, but that's the main thing there. Vendors committee meetings, supervisors meetings. we've really been looking at succession planning and similar or related training opportunities with state personnel, and then also with the NRLI, the National Rehab Leadership Institute. We've had a number of staff go through that training in the past. Currently, Carol Jenkins and Nancy Floral are attending that, and it's one of the things that they've touched on is succession planning. So we had a conference call with one of the faculty. The NRLI is at San Jose State, San Diego State, San Diego State. And so he believes that he'll be able to work with us on developing succession planning plans and strategies and such, as a part of the fact that we have somebody currently in the program. So that was, and he's very knowledgeable. We've already talked, you all have talked about the state staff meeting. Other things besides what's been mentioned already were training on working with head injuries, especially people who have head injuries and are blind, and how we can work effectively with them. Reporting abuse and neglect is, we had a speaker on that. The Braille, the dealing with difficult people, course agency business practices, some behavioral health issues, and we had a number of staff report on things that they've been doing, training projects and so on. And then we, in our agency forum, we had really good discussion about how we can make our presence known to the world. We're enhancing our web presence. We talked about social media, electronic data systems, marketing, a lot of topics that people had a lot of really good ideas that we could take back and, you know, work on. So that was good. Let's see, we worked on ways to keep consumers and staff current about changes that are being made in our training center and in the field to increase the usage of the center so that more clients will benefit from those intensive services. And I think that interaction between field and center is going really well. We have some new video promotions that are actually on YouTube now, so those are really, really well done. And we, for the most part, finished up our work with the organizational consultant. The leadership team met with her one final time, and then she's continuing to work a little bit with regard to our business office and helping us improve things there. So that's really a good thing. Many staff took part in a webinar on generational differences in the workplace, which was very interesting, and we got a lot out of that. People from all over, because it was a webinar, folks in almost every, I think in all of our offices did take part in that, so that was good. I did attend the NFBN legislative breakfast and the ACBN legislative luncheon. Have been working some with the Statewide Independent Living Council on the Western Nebraska Independent Living Services and how things could be enhanced and strengthened in the Panhandle area. Worked some with Assistive Technology Project. Nancy Kaufman sits on the advisory board for Assistive Technology. And so she, Wes, and a couple people from ATP came and met with, and I met with them as well to talk about collaboration and maybe developing a memorandum of understanding. The Transition Advisory Council, that just meets twice a year, but it's a good way for me to be in the conversation with educators and program providers so they know what's going on at the commission and I know what issues they're working on. And then we have our staff trainees, which is wonderful. I was invited and happy to present at the ACBN State Convention. That was a good opportunity. And then, of course, the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind meeting last week, the week before, last week, in Bethesda. Field services, I'll give you some numbers here. The end of the second, by the end of the second quarter of this federal fiscal year, we served 608 vocational rehabilitation clients in all statuses. 17 were closed having achieved their employment goals. 21 were closed without achieving, but sometimes that's, they changed, they moved, or unable to locate and other things. Then in the independent living track, we served 475 people in all statuses. 187 were closed successfully. 26 were closed without achieving their goals. The center, the dates are for the past 3 months. We've had one new client, a new staff trainee, 6 3-day stays. And the 3-day stays are where field counselors work with clients too, who might potentially come to the center for 3 days and really learn more about what it's about. And so having more of those helps to know that we'll be likely increasing attendance at the center. So that's really good. We also did a couple new things where one client from further west came just for 1 day to work specifically on cane travel and shop. Another one came from Omaha for 2 days to work on parenting skills. And so we're trying to do some different things to meet people's needs, but still stay true to our key focus in the center. The center's supervisor at the South Carolina Commission came for a week and had sleep shade training. We continue to have the Bryan nursing students coming to the center, and that's a lot of work when they come. It's a 1 day and a whole class comes each time. It's a lot of work, but it's well worth it, and the center's done a good job of finding a way to make that fit so it's this, we don't just kind of push our students to the side while we're working with nursing students, but we incorporate it all effectively. And then they did lots of activities and different things that they worked on. That's in the report in more detail. In the field, the districts are very busy and doing lots of things. All of the districts and the NBE vendors are working with the Abilities Fund, which I've reported in the past. We are contracting with the company Abilities Fund to explore self-employment opportunities, what's all involved, and do some training. And we've had really good feedback from all of the districts and NBE about that Abilities Fund work. And they've had some intensive job seeking skills workshop. It's called ESPN. And that's been a good opportunity for our clients. And some of the jobs people have, that clients have gotten in the past quarter, Hy-Vee, Baker's Grocery Store, Fargo Assembly, Pizza Hut, and Work Service Incorporated. And we've had some job maintenance work or successes at Apogee and North Park Elementary School. And then, let's see, where's my other list? The a business operations specialist is another vocational goal that was achieved. Let's see, what else is there's always so much going on in all of the areas. And of course, the North Platte District, which includes Kearney, North Platte, and Scotts Bluff, and all parts north and south of those, has been short-staffed, and we're, but the other staff are all doing a really good job of serving people, making sure that we aren't falling down on the services or letting people fall through gaps. So I really commend the North Platte work folks for their work with that. And the other districts help as well. So we really all work together to, when there's more of a, let's say, some vacancies in one area, everybody from the whole state works together to see what's needed so that people get served. Business office and such, a lot of this I've already talked about in terms of, I didn't mention the copiers yet. I think I reported in the past, we are trying to obtain a copier that will be not just accessible to use, that's a piece of what we want, but also that will produce, that will scan accessible documents, or as we copy, it'll make them into accessible documents. And it's amazing how many hoops there are to jump through for a lot of these things. So we don't have it yet, but we are still working on what needs to be done to see if we can get the machine we need that we want and go from there. Of course, it's been a busy quarter for the business office with providing information regarding the budget, working on all of that, providing information to the commissioners, and always trying to improve what we put together to make sure it makes sense to people. And for Kathy, she's involved with a lot of things that end up not showing up so much, but the food bank drive and working on the website and a lot of hotel and travel arrangements. She's the point person for all of that sort of thing. And she also worked with center staff to get old furniture out of the center apartments and new furniture provided there. And then there's a fairly lengthy report from Wes on case management. I've already talked about that a little bit. Accessibility is a key point always. And the performance appraisal system is one area that we've been trying to make a difference in. It still is not accessible, and Wes does a good job of zooming in on what are the specific needs and clearly articulating them to the powers that be. And so, you know, whether or not things happen, it takes time, I guess. But we do have a meeting set up with the newly appointed Director of Administrative Services, Colonel Byron Diamond, and Ruth Jones, who is the Director of the State Personnel. And she may bring a couple other people to meet with us soon, I forget which day that is, but to discuss 508 compliance. And incidentally, I was informed by one of our counselors that she was working with a client on unemployment insurance, and which is a part of the State Department of Labor. And in fact, it was not accessible. He could get a little ways through it, and then he had to have a reader. It didn't work for him. So I sent that information to the director of the Department of Labor, and he responded quickly, and he was going to get right on that. You know, he really was not pleased that what used to be accessible was had kind of fallen off. So people are paying attention to this.
I was surprised when that email came out that that unemployment site was not accessible. I had no problem with it last year, so there must have been an upgrade somewhere.
That could, and in fact, that was one thing that he, the director of labor, said, is that we used to always make sure.
Absolutely.
And that there, at some point, we all know when those upgrades come, sometimes other things fall off. So yeah, the workday system, open enrollment, is a piece that where every year all state employees must, pardon me, go through and do their insurance options. And so Wes worked intensively in the last couple of years on the system itself, but then also having the first big step is the options guide that state personnel puts out, or that the insurance, the benefits people put out. And they haven't been accessible in the past, or we've had to really work to get that, and it takes longer, and open enrollment is just a short period of time anyway. So all those reasons that it just needs to be accessible the minute it's available to anybody. And so they indicated if they had worked on it, it really would be. And we decided not to do any pre-testing, but the state personnel is holding the companies that do all this accountable for what they should be doing. And so we are in the midst of open enrollment now. The options guide in an accessible format was available April 20th at the same time as the print ones or the PDF ones. Wes did look at them when they became available, and they looked really good. They worked for him, the accessibility. So I haven't heard any other feedback from other people, but I did let folks know to check it out as quickly as possible, and so we're hopeful that that's really a huge major step, and hopefully it'll be every year that, you know, it'll just be part of the system and not something that has to continually be brought to the surface. The technology needs, of course, of the staff and issues that staff have is something that Wes and others spend a lot of time on, looking at our wireless access and troubleshooting a lot of things. Our team has done a number of different training issues, and so I just set my pen down by the microphone. I apologize. anyway, so those are the highlights. I could go on. I know I've actually used the whole time, but thank you. It's been a very, very busy couple of months, although it's always pretty busy, so nothing new there. Any questions?
I have one for you, Dr. Van Zandt. The section that you didn't cover, but of course would be in your full report, there is a in I think it's in Wes's comments in his operational area there, that it's been reported that Lincoln Public Schools is going to start to issue some Chromebooks.
Yes.
And then it goes on to say that we plan to purchase a Chromebook for the Omaha office.
I don't know if it's a typo or I'm just missing something, but if it's the Lincoln Public Schools that's the one that's going to be using these, why are we putting, why are we buying the Chromebook for the Omaha office?
Good point. Actually, since he submitted that report to me, he and I have talked, and we are going to get, and maybe have already ordered, at least two, one for Lincoln, one for Omaha.
Okay.
It started with buying one for the Omaha because the technology person there had been to a workshop or a conference and was very interested in learning how to use it so that then that his expertise could be given to the state. But your point about Lincoln Public Schools, then we agreed with basically that we need people in Lincoln to be familiar with it, know how to use it, and then we may end up getting one for the North Platte District as well, but we thought we'd start with the two. It's a product that a lot of schools and educators are using a lot, but there are real issues with accessibility, so we want to learn how to use those.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can we get you a glass of water?
I actually have one, but I don't. I just wanted to keep pushing and didn't take a breath.
All right, because the next item up here on the agenda is the budget and biennium update.
Yes.
And so
I pretty well, I did end up talking about that in my report.
You did.
Beyond, let's see, what else was I going to say about the budget? I was thinking of something last night. I think it had to do with that tentative approval or verbal approval. I wanted to make sure you knew that. So I'll look to Bill. Is there anything else with regard to budget that we should?
I don't think so. I think right now the legislature is debating the budget bill, and we'll have to see what the governor does after that.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. I will add with regard to not the budget request, but just the budget, with the new Workforce Innovations and Opportunities Act, we are needing to track separately the independent living funds, as well as track separately the pre-employment transition services. Even though we don't entirely have regulations yet that will define who fits into that, we still need to be tracking it separately. So we've, Bill has set up coding for all of those. The staff statewide are working on tracking, you know, making sure that they pay attention to the work that they spend on these different areas and tracking them, reporting them accordingly.
When you say pre-employment
transition
funds, isn't that voc rehab funds?
It's part of the voc rehab grant. However, okay. With the new Workforce Act, all VR agencies are required to spend at least 15% of your full VR grant mm-hmm. on pre-employment transition.
Okay.
Any other questions about budgets or other comments? Anybody?
All right. The next item on the agenda was Newsline. Not going to bore everybody with the content of Jamie's very well written detailed report, but it'll be in the full minutes of the meeting. I will just say that this time around there wasn't any new announcements of papers or features or anything like that. In her report, it was just usage statistics for the last 3 months. Usually if there's some new features or something like that, we like to talk about those a little bit, but this time there's not.
There's actually 2 months. You couldn't do obviously because we're meeting too soon after the 1st of May. So.
Right. Yep. Yep. All right. And then the next item on the agenda then after the Newsline report was the client assistance program. And as I recall, there were no cap complaints or issues since our last meeting.
That's correct.
Okay.
Also, the CAP director continues to collaborate with us. She was involved with the Employment and Social Media Committee, the Media Committee, and she attended state staff meeting. She had coordinated and attended the Assistive Technology Program collaborative meeting I mentioned, a tech team committee, and also provided training to new staff about CAP.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just that. She's the CAP person for the VR agency, Disability Rights Nebraska, and other groups as well.
All right, cruising right along.
Yep.
All right, so ahead of schedule here, down to the Nebraska Business Enterprise update. And I know you talked about some of that already, but I guess I read it in your report, so.
Well, and we do, I always like to give Carlos a chance to talk. I have a report as well, but he's really the one that does the work mm-hmm. with all of that, so. And
you
get tired of talking to me, so I'd like to give it to Carlos to update us all on that.
Thanks, Pearl. You have the report, so if you have questions, I'll be glad to answer too. But the highlights are we have two new small facilities in Nebraska City. They are not necessarily state facilities. One is an apartment complex, and the other one is a body shop for cars. So we have a couple of machines on each, actually one machine on each. Then in North Platte, we just got a new place too for two machines, and we're going to start that very soon. The cafe that we started with the joint forces, unfortunately didn't work out, so we are not renewing the contract. We tried different ways, but it's not profitable. When we submitted the proposals, we were the only one who did it. The private sector did the analysis and they decided not to put any proposals because they didn't see they were going to make money. But it helped us to, number one, earn experience on our own, and also our blind vendors and clients, it got some experience there. When we went to NCSAB, I had a chance to talk to an attorney. Her name is Susan Gasho. She's an expert on Randall Shepherd program. A few years ago, she came to talk to the AG, a person assigned to the agency, the attorney general, a lawyer assigned to our agency, and talked to her about the Randall Shepherd program priority and our state law. Since then, that attorney retired, meaning the AG person. So we got a new person assigned, and Susan Gasho will come to talk to this person and train some of our vendors and the MBE staff, hopefully in June or July. We are still working on that, but that's something that is not in the report and is new. Questions?
In your report, you talked about the consultant that you had hired for a short time that was helping to locate new opportunities.
Right.
Was the new locations in North Platte, were they some of the opportunities that he located for you?
No. That's why we terminated the contract.
Oh, I thought it said that during the course he had found four new locations for you.
Well, he found four potential locations, but it didn't
pan out.
Maybe okay. Eventually. We were still following up
Okay.
Because one is a doctor's office, that is in the route of one of our vendors. So, but the ones that I mentioned, they are not there now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't have any other questions.
Thank you, Carlos. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Another area that I really didn't talk about in the report, I would like to mention, just take a minute, Bob Deaton has been doing, meeting with every single staff member to develop training plans, to explore the interests of each staff member, and as far as their strengths, their weaknesses, areas they might want training in. And as he's going through that with each person, then he's discussing with supervisors issues that have come forth, and sometimes it may be looking at group training, other times individual training. But so doing this systematically, I think, will be a real positive impact for our staff, and that'll be done on an annual basis. So I think I skipped over that, but that's a really good thing that's happening now. And that's taking quite a bit of time on the part of everybody. Thank you. That's all I wanted to add.
Okay. All right, bear with me for just a second. The next item of business I'm bringing is something we do every year, and just for simplicity reasons, I'm bringing up the wording that we typically use for the motion to take care of it.
We're required every year to do this part of the business. I think Bill had said that Bill had gone to some meeting and we found out we needed to take care of this. He's not going to take care of it on an annual basis.
Correct.
Yep. Let's see. If
I have it right here.
It's right here in front of me. And I was just half thinking it. I think I'm just for... I don't think it's a problem if I've done it, but I'm just going to pass this to Becky and ask if Becky would be willing to make the motion. But this is for Dr. Van Zandt's time record. This is the motion here in text, in quotes.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay. So I make the motion that the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves the continued use of the current method being used for the approval of the Executive Director's Personal Activity Report. Can we continue reading, or is that good?
That's it.
Okay. The director will submit her personal activity. Okay. The report is automatically approved unless a question or concern is raised by a commissioner board member.
That is accurate. Now, second, the motion is read.
Okay. So roll call vote. Jim?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. Okay, so that's just Dr. Van Zandt, just like all other commission employees, keeps a record of how her time is spent, and I believe that in the commission, most of those are signed off by their supervisor on a.
All of them, except
yeah,
for mine.
Except for yours, is on a bi-weekly basis, and we just handle paroles a little differently. Hers is emailed to us for review, and since us coming in to do, there's no method, but at least there isn't a method at this time for an electronic signature, so we use this method instead. So, all right. The next one is something similar. Every year we need to approve employees travel outside of the state of Nebraska, and this is not traveling to conventions or things like that, or seminars or whatnot. This is some of our clients live on the border of the state of Nebraska, but within the state within the border of Nebraska, and perhaps the closest place for healthcare or employment opportunities and so on would be over the state line a few miles. And so we go through this process every year to authorize our state employees to travel to neighboring states for the purpose of working the cases of those clients that are in those types of situations. And again, this is a standard deal.
So, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
may I just add, it isn't limited to those border areas. There are occasions where, say, a counselor in Norfolk might need to go with a client to Austin, Texas to explore accommodations for a particular job and, you know, see what's needed, whatever. So job development, job exploration, and sometimes training, occasionally, not often. But.
Okay. All right, I have the wording right here. Becky, if you are comfortable with that again. It is what is in quotes.
Yep.
That okay. Quoted paragraph.
All right. I move that the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves all employee in-state business travel and or out-of-state business travel within 60 miles of the border of Nebraska in any adjoining state which relates directly to the provision of services to a client, employer visit, medical appointment, service referral, employment interview, etc. All other out-of-state business travel is approved if granted approval by the executive director of the agency. This motion is in effect until the next meeting of the Board of Commissioners after April 1st, 2012. You want a different date on that?
So April 1st, 2016.
2016. Okay, April 1st, 2016.
All right.
Now, second the motion.
All right. And then that will require a roll call vote again. Jim?
Yep.
Robert?
Yeah.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike? Yes.
Was that Robert or Jim that seconded it?
Me. No, that was Robert that seconded. Oh, no, actually, it was me.
You did.
It was Jim that seconded. Okay.
Jim did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I did
you
the first
mean.
One as well.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. And the next item that we have on the agenda, again, is something that we work on annually, but this year it's a little different.
Yes.
We need to discuss and act on the 2016 state plan, and I'll turn that over to Dr. Van Zandt here in a second, but there's some differences this year due to changes in federal regulations related to WIOA and the changes to the Rehab Act, and how that's going to work in the future. So I'll let you explain that.
Yes, thank you. WIOA is the new workforce and voc rehab law. The regulations are still being developed, as well the draft regulations are available now, and it's we have a period of 60 days for comment. We being the nation, anyone who wants to comment on those regulations before they're finalized. So the regulations are in process and not finalized yet, but the law itself is now requiring that all states put forth state plans that are unified. That means one plan that includes all parts of workforce, voc rehab, unemployment, labor, adult education, etc. And so either unified or combined, where those different parts that I just mentioned do have their own plan and they're all stapled together. That's a governor's call and will also depend on how the regs end up coming out. The first one is due July 1 of 2016, and normally our 2016 plan is due July 1 of 2015. This year, because of the status of those regulations, the Rehab Services Administration issued a notice that it's basically a waiver. All of the voc rehab agencies are not required to develop a new state plan because they want us all working on those unified or combined plans. But we do have a requirement to renew our certification regarding lobbying, and we do one of these for each of the three, for the voc rehab grant, the supported employment funds, and the independent living funds. And so I did bring that. I won't read the whole thing because it has a lot of citations of regulations, but it is to comply with the certification requirements, new restrictions on lobbying, the effect that no federal appropriated funds have been paid or will be paid by or on behalf of the undersigned to any person for influencing or attempting to influence an officer or employee of any agency, a member of Commerce, an officer or employee of Commerce, or an employee of a member of Commerce in connection with the making of any federal grant, the entering into any cooperative agreement, and the extension, continuation, renewal, amendment, or modification of any federal grant or cooperative agreement. The next section is similar, relates to any attempts to influence members of Commerce, Congress, or other entities, and that we certify that this is included in the award documents or all sub-awards, which the Commission for the Blind here does not do much in the way of sub-granting. At any rate, I just wanted to, since that is the one piece that I will be signing in, officially submitting, I will request that you approve that part of our plan this year.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So the motion was to approve Dr. Van Zandt's resubmittal of the current of the 2015 state plan in as the 26th state plan to the Department of Education. So Jim?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Van Zandt.
Thank you.
Makes it easy this year.
Thank RSA for that one. Yes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting next year. I mean, the state plan in the past, I mean, it's a kind of a guidebook to how we operate, but it's very complex and
yes,
tedious. It's a tedious read.
May I add a
yes,
little bit, if you don't mind?
Sure.
The section of the new law, the unified and or combined state plans, is a major section of the new draft regulations. And as part of the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, Fred Schroeder is working with key people in NCSAB on different parts of the new regs. So I'm the lead on the unified combined state plans, working with Dr. Schroeder.
Okay.
And so I'm getting information from other directors around the country and their designees to put together comments. This comment period is critical. And so the National Council is working to develop comments that are going to be succinct and really get at the heart of the different issues that are out there. So it is an area that I'll be working intensively on. And I should say we will be working intensively on, because Bob and others are really focusing on that also.
That's great that you guys are showing leadership nationally to help with this new process, and it of course we'll reap the benefits because of it. Our voice being heard in in that subject, but also all the insights that might come from that. Perhaps we'll have a little more heads up on some what might be coming than we might have otherwise.
Right.
Great. I'd like to, since we're running so far ahead of schedule, I'd like to shuffle the schedule just a little bit. We had one item at the end of the day. It was finalized, the location and the focus topic for our August meeting. If we get that taken care of now, there was two other items that are approval of some activities of the executive director, but I don't feel it's appropriate to do those until after her annual review. So we'll save those for after that time, but we'll take care of the location of our August meeting. So we had down that the focus topic for the August meeting, I had down here specifically that it was the interaction between center between the center staff and field staff. But I think we've verbally talked about that since then, and we were interested. I know I only read part of that. I apologize. So what I had written down here was the orientation center policies, programs, and staffing tweaks that have been made in the last as part of this last year, as well as the interaction between the center and the field staff. And we had left that open. We were tentatively talking about doing it up in South Sioux City or in Lincoln, and Lincoln, due to the convenience of the location with the center. Do I have here any comments or about where this should be held?
I think it makes sense to do it in Lincoln. Nothing against Becky. We want to
do it
soon, but
nope, Lincoln's fine.
Okay.
There's some physical changes that you need to check out.
Okay.
Admire.
Okay.
Well, it's not physical, it just makes sense.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me as well. So, I think that we'll move the location, or we'll set the location then for Lincoln for our August 1st meeting. Officially that's where it'll be, and we'll get up to Sioux City here maybe next year.
Mr. Okay. Chairman, do we need to come up with a more precise topic? Do you have a suggestion?
Let's see here. Well, when we had written that out and talked about it, there had been some emails, or perhaps it was in your past executive director's reports, of some of the efforts that the new center supervisor, some of the new initiatives of hers,
yeah,
as far as promoting the center, mm-hmm, getting the word out about the center, not only to other clients around the state, but just as a service that we offer in general to the public. So she's been traveling and doing some visits to different places and talking about it. There was some changes that had happened with the program itself, and there has been some changes that we've heard about related to how the center staff works with the field staff related to the clients that are currently attending. I believe that those were the topics that we had in mind. Is
correct.
Would you like us to be more specific than that?
Oh no, maybe not more specific. That's exactly right. But usually focus topic, the title of it is not a paragraph, it's a praise.
How about an update okay. with all that's new with the Nebraska Training Center?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
I mean, up, you know, I mean, it could be as simple as just orientation center update.
Nebraska Center for the Blind update.
You got it.
How about that?
Yeah. That works.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think Robert was kind of the one that suggested that.
Oh, it's a great idea. And, yeah, I mean, and all the things you said are absolutely what we'll talk about. I just,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that brings us to the first public comment, and then afterwards we'll have a break. I don't think this will be too overwhelming, but is there anybody who would like to make a public comment?
Okay, as the public, you know, along the lines, this is Sarah Stewart, North Platte District mm-hmm. Supervisor. As we were just discussing the changes in the center, and I just want to say that as a field supervisor, I think there are a lot of changes that are being made very positively. I think that, you know, there's always room for improvement, but I think Carol's been really great about really working with suggestions, being very accommodating to help out. And just an example of that, too, is that Jeff Altman came out for a whole week to the North Platte District to work with clients. And so I really appreciate all of her efforts and then the efforts of the staff there to really, you know, bring about some changes to make some positive, not only for the staff, but then for the clients, because in the end, that's who it impacts. So some really positive things there. So I just wanted to make that comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that does remind me, there's quite a bit in my report of detail of work in the center and the field that I didn't go into.
Yeah, and I know that.
Right.
I read that very comment from you in your report, Sarah. So that will also be in the final minutes as well. All right. If there's no other public comment, then we will break for 15 minutes. And then we'll readjourn for to long enough to go into executive session for the executive director's annual review.
Yeah. My computer's off.